Blog Talk Radio. What if you knew you had the power to heal yourself, maybe instantly, from whatever is going on in your life and in your body? Would you be interested? Stay tuned. Welcome to the Healthy Baby Boomers Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, licensed mental health counselor, healing through love mentor, relationship healer, and somatic body psychotherapist, helping men and women heal their bodies and their lives through love, and author of the Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me book series, the romantic novel Love in the Blizzard of Life, and creator of the Healing Through Love Lessons, powerful lessons to change your life. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter what age you are right now, and no matter what's happening right now. In every episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who keep proving that life can, and often does, get better and better as we reach our 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond. An MIT graduate and successful pioneer in web and video game development, Brent Michael Phillips experienced a huge setback when he developed chronic pain. His arm became paralyzed and he found himself on disability. But fortunately, his story does not end there. After numerous unsuccessful treatments, he experienced a miraculous healing followed by years of study with various master teachers and healers. 20 years later, his combined engineering skills and knowledge of healing through higher consciousness led Brent to be called the number one most powerful American healer and spiritual teacher. He's founder of Awakening Dynamics and author of The Formula for Miracles. His website is awakeningdynamics.com. So it's a pleasure for me to welcome you, Brent Michael Phillips.
Oh, I'm excited to be here. This is great.
Thank you. And so I would love you to share more about your background, education, training. What led you, first of all, to leave MIT and pursue the commercial side of web and video game development? And then what made you to switch from that and develop an understanding and create a model for miraculous healing?
You know, that's a great question, because I'm the first to admit, when I was a young man, I never thought I'd do anything like this, not even on my radar, because I was so focused on technology. I grew up as a computer geek. You know, I took apart computers, put them back together in my spare time. One of my proudest geek achievements is, do you know what I asked for my 12th birthday from my parents?
No.
An assembly language reference book. So I was coding in assembly language at 12 years old. So I was on the fast track to technology. And so long story short, I ended up in college at MIT, which was great, part of my dream. And it was there I discovered the Internet. And, of course, that sounds funny today, but back in the 80s, no one had ever heard of it. And so I made the Internet really the focus of my studies. And I got my bachelor's degree, my master's degree, and I was working towards my PhD as one of the leading experts in the Internet. And I'm very proud to be, you know, one of many people that literally created the structure of the modern Internet. As an example, and then in 1994, it was me and a couple guys in my group. We sent the first ever live video over the web. So it was a really exciting time. And then the Internet boom started.
Well, I remember 1996, I was on a board for the U.S. Association for Body Psychotherapy, and we were supposed to get email, and it was a big deal to us. And this was 1996. So
Yep. I remember 300 baud modems and getting yelled at by my parents and my sister for tying up the phone all night. Oh, those are the good old days. And so when the internet boom hit, I figured, well, heck, you know, I'm one of the world's leading internet experts. I'm going to cash in here. And so I left MIT. I moved to California, recruited my lifelong best friend, and we started internet companies. And we had a lot of success at first. It's kind of funny that my very first website I ever did was the website for the launch of the Sony PlayStation in the summer of 1995. So that was my first website. We did the first website for Disneyland. We did the first website for Nissan Motors. And, you know, we were doing a lot of really good high-profile work. And but there was a problem. And the problem was I was so driven to be successful. I wanted so badly to be successful. I was working myself to exhaustion. And so I was literally working 80 to 100 hours every week. There was no breaks, no weekends, no vacations, no holidays, nonstop work. And after about 2 years of this, my body started to break down. And long story short, it started as, you know, some stiffness in my wrist and shoulders, but in a short time got so severe, I was in so much pain I had to move in with my parents because some days I needed help cutting my food. So that this was this wasn't just a little tingle, that this was a really life-changing pain. And, you know, again, long story short, I didn't panic at first because I figured, well, you know, when something's wrong, you go to the doctors and they'll take care of it. And so I spent 3 years in intensive conventional therapy trying to get better. And the frustrating thing was I didn't get better. I got worse. And after three years of treatment, I finally got an appointment to see the head doctor at Curlin Job, which is the top physical therapy clinic in L.A. where all the Olympians and professional athletes go. And I figured, well, if anyone can help me, you know, this guy can, right? He's supposed to be one of the best doctors in the world. And I remember I was so excited that I finally got to go see him. And I walked into his office, and he had my files in front of him. And he just looked up at me and said, I'm sorry, son, but there's nothing I or any doctor can do for you. You're always going to have that pain.
Wow.
And never be, go back to work. And I was dumbfounded. I couldn't even speak. I thought he'd have some miracle cure for me. Instead, he just said, you know, sorry, your life is over. And I remember the last thing he said to me before I left his office, he said, tell me, son, is there someone out there that can take care of you until you die?
Oh, my God.
Yep, and he put me on permanent disability, and I was just 27 years old. So that was heartbreaking, being told that there was no chance I'd ever be out of pain. I'd never be able to take care of myself or work or do any normal things. Right around the same time, when I told my partners about this, I figured, you know, they'd be like, hey, Brent, this sucks. It's a setback. Hang in there. We're behind you. No, instead, they fired me from my position at the company I had founded. They sold the company for millions of dollars behind my back, and I had to sue them twice. And so what I call the cherry on top of the hot fudge sundae was at the same time I found out that my lifelong best friend and business partner had been secretly dating the woman that I was crazy in love with. So it was truly a dark night of the soul. Everything just went wrong all at once. And, I mean, I was devastated. I was depressed. I was angry. I was drinking a lot. And I was lucky that I didn't go too far down the self-destructive wormhole because I had a friend of mine turn me on to positive thinking. And he said, hey, Brent,
but
you know what?
Were you taking a lot of medicine, prescription drugs
at
the
point.
Time?
I was not because...
Oh, because
the doctors actually told me not to come back. They said, there's nothing we can do for you.
Because mixing the drugs with alcohol could have been really dangerous.
Sure. Yeah, that can kill you. When I left Curlin Job on the way out, I said, well, you know, I want to schedule my therapy appointments for next week because I figured I'd continue with that. And they said, I'm sorry, you can't come here anymore. Please don't come back. We only have limited resources, and we can't be wasting them on impossible cases. So I actually got kicked out by the doctors. Yep, I was so hopeless. And so I was very lucky. I had a friend turn me on to positive thinking. And he said, hey, Brent, you know, when life's really got you down, positive thinking is what can help pick you up. And nowadays we call it the law of attraction. Back in the 90s we called it positive thinking, and it's really all the same stuff. And so, you know, long story short, I spent, you know, close to a year. It's just I became this gung-ho positive thinking warrior. You know, all the passion that I had put towards my companies, I now put towards positive thinking. And I went to weekend seminars, and I jumped on the stage, and vision boards, and masterminds, and power words on my walls, and 108 mantras a day, and I did all these things. And again, I was so frustrated because it wasn't just that I didn't get better, I was getting worse. And so I gave up on that. And right after that, I had another person turn me on to alternative medicine. And honestly, I was really excited because I thought, wow, you know, I'd never really thought about it. But I figured, well, now that the mainstream medical community has given up on me, I might as well try the alternative stuff. And so, again, long story short, I spent 5 years pursuing every kind of alternative medicine I could. I went to homeopaths and osteopaths and chiropractors and did craniosacral work. I did all these crazy special diets and cleanses. I took giant handfuls of supplements 4 times a day. I had all these different machines and devices, electric stims, magnetic stimulators, subsonic stimulators, chi machines, vibration machines, magnets. I mean, you name it. I did yoga,
so you must
Pilates.
Have spent a lot of money on that's
I
another
did.
Part of all this.
I
the
did.
Alternative
I spent an enormous
cost
amount of money.
A lot of money.
I did. You know, I spent you know, something like $250,000 over 5 years.
Wow.
And it was all the money I had made at my company plus debt on top of that, because I was so desperate to get better. And again, it was so frustrating because I got worse, and no one could explain it. I did find out years later why that happened. One reason was I had contracted Lyme disease when I was at MIT, and it didn't get properly diagnosed for over 15 years. So that was part of the another part of the problem was I was suffering from chemical poisoning from aspartame. And so there was a significant amount of neurological damage, which is why I think all these treatments didn't work on me. And so long story short, in early 2003, I found a doctor who had an experimental surgery, and I was desperate to try anything that might help. And because it was experimental, it was all paid for, and I figured, well, let's give it a shot. And, of course, if the surgery had cured me of all my pain, I wouldn't be on the show today talking about being a healer. I would have just gone right back to being a software engineer. But instead, when I woke up from the surgery, I found my right arm was paralyzed. And so that was really rock bottom. And I spent months doing, you know, different manipulations and dyna splints and all these things, and my arm just wouldn't move. That's when I met a woman named Terry. And Terry did some kind of crazy New Age healing. And, you know, honestly, I didn't think anything would happen, but I was desperate. I was willing to try anything. And so I went to go see Terry. And she explained to me how the blocks in the subconscious mind can cause damage to our health. And she had a process to go and clear the blocks and was confident that she could help me get better. And, of course, I thought she was nuts. I'm like, come on, lady. I've been at this for, 8 years at that point? I'd been to some of the best doctors. You know, I've been to the high-level osteopaths and homeopaths and chiropractors, and no one had been able to help me. But I gave it a shot, and so we talked for about an hour, and she showed me how to check for blocks. And, you know, she asked me about my belief in God and what had happened with my best friend and all the pain I'd been in. And, you know, I was kind of like, well, it's all well and good to talk about your feelings, but that's not why I'm here, right? I'm here because I can't move my arm. I'm in a lot of pain. But I figured, okay, I'll go through the process. And so at the end of our hour, she had done all these block clearings on me. And she said, okay, Brent, you know, let's take care of your arm now. And I'm still thinking, yeah, sure, lady, go for it, right? You give it your best shot. And so she kind of closed her eyes and went into a trance. And I'm just looking out the window. And I remember there was this pop inside my elbow. It was like a crack, like a little firecracker went off. And when it happened, I was like, whoa. And I remember Terry opened her eyes and said, okay, Brent, try your arm. And I did, and I was like, oh, my God, I could move my arm again. And so that was the miracle that changed the direction of my life. And I immediately was like, oh, my gosh, Terry, I don't know what you just did, but I got to go learn this. And so I did. But before we go any further, I do want to be honest with everybody, because I think in the world of self-improvement, there's a lot of people that make a lot of claims, and many of them are not based in anything. And so it's important to me that people know what really happened and what didn't. What really happened was an hour of energy healing, and my elbow that had been paralyzed by the surgery went pop, and I could move it without pain. That really happened. What did not happen was all of my problems were not solved in an hour.
Right.
I still had a lot of other health issues. I was struggling with money. I had struggled with depression. I was in the middle of divorcing from my first wife. I still had a lot of problems. So I don't want to get anyone to get the wrong impression. It wasn't like my life was perfect. However, it was a genuine miracle. Something that, completely changed the direction of my life. And I went out, and it was kind of funny. Go ahead.
Yeah, I did a virtual summit called Miraculous Healing, and I interviewed a lot of people who had healed miraculously, and every one of them had a path something like yours, trying a lot of different treatments, and it was not a sudden healing of the whole problem.
Yeah. That's just not how it goes.
But something starts you, and then it's up to you to continue.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so it was kind of funny when I first experienced that. I thought, well, heck, learning healing will be easy. It can't be hard compared mm-hmm. to MIT, right? Oh, my gosh,
yeah.
I couldn't have been more wrong. What I didn't realize was that learning healing and intuition is really a very feminine, intuitive process. And I tried to approach it the same way I approached engineering at MIT, and that didn't work at all. And so I was terrible at it. I was like the worst of the worst. I was a terrible, terrible student of healing. But I stuck with it. And I want everyone to know that I wasn't born with some natural talent or gift. Not at all. This is something that was entirely learned. And what I did have was the benefit of a world-class education and the skill set of an
mm-hmm.
engineer and a scientist. And so I wasn't one of those people that just, boom, I tapped into some gift and people started healing. Instead, what I did was I started on a journey of research. And I spent 10 years going around to different gurus and healers and shamans and spiritual teachers. And what I did was I reverse engineered their processes. I looked at what they did, and I slowly figured out how it worked. And from there, developed a process of what we call now miracle engineering, or the formula for miracles. And so there really are these laws of science, which we might call the laws of metaphysics. They're real, and they exist. They just haven't been discovered through technology yet. If we look back at history, obviously, gravity and electricity have been around a lot longer than people, right?
I studied the Rosicrucians. Have you ever heard of the Rosicrucians? Many years ago, a few decades ago, I studied it, and they pointed out, they were talking about all this type of metaphysical stuff and magnets and all kinds of things, and they said science is going to take a long time to catch up. But
absolutely.
You'll be surprised if you'll see in the future. And I'm noticing in the news and on TV and with advertisements how there is so much promotion of going to your doctor and following the traditional medical route. There's very little support all around us to find alternative health and really do what you need to do. So I'd like you to talk about that. How do you reach people with your formula for miracles?
Well, it's pretty simple. It's just a matter of technology. And what we're all tuned into electronics technology, right? Everyone's excited about getting
mm-hmm.
the newest TV or the latest cell phone. What we don't realize is that technology is not just about electronics. It's about how we do everything, including our spirituality. And it's kind of crazy that a lot of us are running around using spiritual technology that's thousands of years old.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't want to use a phone that's thousands of years old. It wouldn't even exist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the point I want everyone to hear, which is so important, is that because this is technology, it becomes something that everybody can learn and use. As an example, electricity, primitive humans living in caves, they knew about electricity. They saw lightning bolts during storms. They felt the shock of static electricity on a dry winter day. But they didn't understand how it worked. They didn't know how to make it apply it. Well, fast forward, and in the 19th and 20th centuries, we figured that out. We learned how electricity worked, and we've put it to work for us. Now it powers our whole lives. And so I want everyone listening to know that these spiritual things, whether it be instant healing, raising consciousness, developing intuition, learning how to manifest, even enlightenment, these are all ultimately a matter of technology. And it's been my goal and my mission to go figure out how this stuff works, to make it accessible to everybody. You know, if we look at an example, back in the 50s and 60s, there was only a very small number of people that used computers. Why? Well, it took, you had to be really smart and spend years in training to learn how to use them, right? And so not a lot of people knew how to program computers. Nowadays, it's a very easy thing to learn. It's just because the technology advanced. And that's what I want to do for healing, for manifesting, for the power of the mind, to show people that this is no longer just the domain of someone that was born with a gift or a talent. The technology has advanced to the place where everybody can do this.
Can you just tell us, what is this formula for miracles? And I know you do theta healing, so where does that fit in?
Well,
just explain some of it.
Sure. It's really centered on what I call a combination of metaphysics and spirituality. And this is an important distinction, because for a lot of people, they see metaphysics and spirituality as being the same. They're actually not. And so metaphysics is the techniques and the processes to achieve certain effects, what I call metaphysical engineering. So it involves learning how to access a waking theta state, learning how to check for subconscious blocks, learning how to clear subconscious blocks, learning how to develop intuition, learning how to do instant healings, how to download new information into the subconscious, how to clear radiation from your body and your phone, how to clear space. So these are some examples of what we might call the metaphysics. And those are things that I've made so easy that it literally takes people just a matter of a few hours to learn them. That in my weekend trainings, everybody learns how to access a theta state and performs an instant healing in the first couple hours. And I think that's a remarkable achievement, because in the past it usually took multiple trainings over weeks or months to be able to achieve that. You know, I've cut it down to where it's doable in a few hours. And so by doing this, we can learn to really unleash the power of our mind. Because, for example, a lot of people are familiar with the law of attraction. And, you know, we've all seen The Secret. And we know that it doesn't really work as advertised, right?
Right.
Heck, I spent a whole year of my life trying to get this to work, right? I put power words on my walls. I've had a vision board in three different rooms. I said my mantras 108 times every day religiously. And nothing changed in my life. It was so frustrating. The reason was there were subconscious blocks. That when you're full of subconscious blocks, you can go to a million positive thinking seminars. It's not going to change that. You know, it's kind of like if there's a road leading to your destination, you can have a wonderful car, but if a big tree falls across the road, you're stuck. You're blocked. Making your car faster is not going to get you past the block, is it?
No.
And so that's what I ran into. That's what a lot of people run into. And so the metaphysical aspect is about giving people simple-to-use tools that you can learn where you've been blocked in life and go remove the blockage. And it really is that easy. And I call it the formula for miracles because earlier this year, I was very proud to pass the 1,600 miracle mark. So that means over 1,600 what I call miraculous healings in my clients and students that worked with me directly. And if you look
so
at the miracles...
Tell us about some of these. Tell us some,
sure.
some of the details.
Be happy
like what did you see? What happened?
What I want everyone to know, though, is my students are also creating their own miracles. So this is absolutely a learnable system. There's nothing special about me. It's a process anybody can learn. I mean, the obvious one, of course, was when my elbow healed, and Terry was my first and one of my most important teachers. But I learned a lot of incredible things from other people. I've seen instant
mm-hmm.
healings. I had one client who had HIV, whose viral load went totally undetectable. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a few dozen people that have healed from cancer. That's always a good one. However, again, I want to be honest with everyone. I'm not saying that this is 100% instant healing for every problem you ever have. It doesn't work that way. But sometimes it does. One of the most important healings for me was my mother in 2010 was diagnosed with clear cell endometrial cancer, which is a death sentence. And I did one session of healing with her over the phone. And when she went in to have surgery, the doctor was astonished. All the cancer was gone, which is pretty amazing. And he didn't understand it, but of course we all know what happened. I've had instant healings from, back pain, neck pain, migraine, headaches, indigestion, irritable bowel syndrome. I mean, I could go on for hours talking about some of the success stories. However, what I want everyone to know is, this is not just a magic wand that you wave and make your life perfect. There is no such thing. What it is, it's a simple set of secrets that you can learn to apply to improve many aspects of your life. It's not going to be 100%, but it doesn't have to be. And so it is a formula for miracles because we can facilitate the conditions for miracles. However, what we're really doing is learning how to recode the subconscious, what I call the software of the soul. And the subconscious is really important to understand how that works because we all kind of know there is a subconscious, but for most of us, we don't really know what's in there or how it works, right? It's kind of this
mm-hmm.
invisible, nebulous thing. Well, it's pretty simple. What I learned, and I'll use computer terms because I think it fits perfectly. It's not a
mm-hmm.
coincidence that I was a software engineer before I became a healer. Not at all. It's because the way a human being works is very much like a computer. And so
mm-hmm.
our body is like the hardware. And our subconscious is the software. And so if you look at your computer, your tablet, your phone, the way it works is pretty simple. There's a whole bunch of code loaded onto it. And the processor executes that code to create the programs you see, right? You have a program for your word processor, a program for your web browser, a program for Skype, all these things, right? And so if your software isn't working right, you'll have trouble with your program. And so I want everyone to know that your life works the same way, that we humans are full of code. It's what we call the subconscious. And all of us have a program inside of us for our physical health, for our emotional health, for how much money we make, for our level of happiness, for our level of purpose or fulfillment in life, all these things. They're literally coded into us. And so the trouble is, there was an old blonde joke that circulated back in the 90s that went something like this. How do you know a blonde has been using your computer? Well, the monitor is, it's because the monitor is covered with black marker and whiteout. So that's kind of funny, right? Actually illustrates a really important point, though. If there's problems with your code, drawing on the monitor won't fix it, will it? Of course
no.
not. Because the problem isn't the monitor, the problem is the code. And so the same thing holds with our lives. That we have this code within us, the subconscious, I think of it as the software of the soul, that literally codes the programs for everything that happens in your life. And so if you're having trouble making money, It's because there's something inside of you that's holding that back. Your program isn't working right. And trying to get more money by, cutting your coffee habit or trying to figure out what investment to do, that's not likely to make a huge difference. Why?
Mm-hmm.
That's growing on the pressure, right? I mean, we see this with Western medicine.
So I have a question. What about all these people touting the different diets to overcome ailments and get really healthy? What's your perspective on that?
That's a great question. And so here's what it comes down to. Health and having a good life ultimately is a matter of being in balance. And the scientific term for that is homeostasis, which means balance in the body. And so when you are healthy and feeling good, you are in balance. Your hormones are balanced. Your blood pressure is balanced. Your blood sugar is balanced, et cetera, right? There's two major things that can throw off that balance. One is emotional toxicity. The other is chemical toxicity. And so if we have a lot of emotional garbage, a lot of trauma, a lot of repressed emotion, maybe it's childhood abuse, maybe it's ancestral issues. And by the way, this is where it gets tricky, because most of the subconscious stuff is inherited genetically.
Mm-hmm.
So 99% of what's in your subconscious, you're not aware of because it didn't happen to you. It happened to your ancestors. And so all these things that affect us emotionally can throw off our health, can block us from making money, from finding love. Now, there's an equally important piece, which is the chemical or physical aspect to it. If you're not giving your body enough of the right building blocks, it can't make what it needs to support itself. If you're eating too much sugar, getting not enough exercise, not enough trace minerals, that will also throw the body out of balance. And so what I have found is that the most effective route to healing involves some combination of emotional healing and physical healing. And the physical healing is usually best done through some combination of a good diet and exercise and maybe some supplements. The emotional healing is best done through this process that we're describing here. That's my expertise, is the emotional piece. And what we find is people that experience the instant healings from my work, they're the ones who physically are already in good enough balance. They're just way out of a balance emotionally. And by emotionally, I don't mean necessarily that you're depressed or angry. It just means there's emotional, spiritual issues inside of you that need to be resolved, blockages. There are other people that are able to heal themselves completely just with diet. They're the ones who don't have any major subconscious or emotional blockages that just need to improve their diet, and it brings them into balance.
Mm-hmm.
And so people, and I think almost anybody can be healed if we use both. And what I found is that the technology of the natural health and the diet is generally much more advanced and much more widespread and easily available. There's a lot of places out there where you can get healthier food, and as you said, there's a million different diets that people claim help with different diseases. Well, I believe that because the people that had that success didn't have a lot of emotional or subconscious blockages. They just had to quit eating poison. And
but this is where one of the problems that comes into it is that one person heals from the diet, so there's a lot of judgment around it when somebody else doesn't heal from it. They just assume they didn't do it right, or the person already has emotional blockages, and then they feel judgment on top of that.
That's right.
I must be doing something wrong.
Yeah, I totally understand, because I went through that process too. I literally tried at least 100 different things that worked miracles for other people that did nothing for me. I mean, I've had something like 500 sessions of acupuncture. And I've worked with at least a dozen acupuncturists, all of which were 100% confident that, oh yeah, Brent, I'll have you completely out of pain in 30 days. And they all completely failed. I don't understand why. Acupuncture just does not work on me, not at all. I'm not opposed to it. I know it helps other people, and that's fine, right? Some people do great on it.
To it.
It is.
When you receive these treatments, let me just say something. When you receive these treatments, it can be helping to open up blockages physically. It can be like softening something or opening something. And
that's
then
right.
you can
and
be more receptive to something that actually completes the healing.
That's right. And the difficult part is that the results we get are nonlinear, meaning that if you solve a third of the problem, you don't get a third of the results. To make it simple, imagine that your car isn't working. And someone comes up and says, oh, your car isn't working because it doesn't have an engine. And you think, great. So you buy an engine and put it in. And the mechanic goes, well, this is strange. The last time this happened, I put in an engine and it just started working. But your car still isn't going anywhere. And then you go to someone else and they go, oh, it's because your car needs tires. And so you go spend a bunch of money and put tires on your car. And they go, well, that's strange. Last time I put tires on a car, it started driving, and it's still not working. And you go to someone else, and they go, oh, it's because you don't have a transmission. And then you pay a bunch of money and put in the transmission. Here's the point. Until you have all the vital parts of the car, it's not going anywhere. And missing any one of those things will stop you dead. And it's difficult for us to know exactly what we're missing. And what I have found is the people that come to me that don't have a lot of physical nutritional challenges, meaning their diet's good enough, they'll tend to heal very quickly and easily because the only blockages there are emotional. And that's my expertise, to go and clear those out. Other people may come to me and not see results right away, and I will refer them to go see an herbalist or a nutritionist. And bingo. That completes them and they get better. And
but
so everyone's
another problem here. And this problem has to do with the medical society. That
of course,
natural healing may take time, and like you just said, you know, this might not work and that might not work. So if you go to a medical professional, a trained doctor, physician, and they see that you didn't get better, they're going to put it down and tell you this is dangerous and you're going to die. So this is what happens. So people can get very discouraged from following what they need to do to heal.
Of course. I mean, I was literally sent home to die when I was 27 by one of the top doctors in the world who said, it is impossible for you to get better. Now,
right, but in
God,
a way that was a gift because they weren't helping you, so you were free to go wherever you wanted.
And in retrospect, it was a gift because I would have kept trying otherwise.
They call you, they tell you you're going to die if you don't come through our treatments. And so this is what we people are up against.
And, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm not opposed to modern medicine. I think they do a lot of good in a lot of cases. They can help people.
Absolutely.
The trouble is, there's a little joke that goes, when your only tool is a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Mm-hmm.
That's the trouble with modern medicine, is they have one approach, and they try to force fit it on every problem. So as a simple example, modern medicine really doesn't have a treatment for obesity. But every nutritionist on the planet does. And a lot of modern medicine is like, you know, to use the car example, we all know that when there's something wrong with your car, sometimes the lights come on the dashboard, right?
Yeah.
So imagine that the lights are on your dashboard and you take it to the mechanic and go, hey, mechanic, these dashboard lights are really annoying. Can you please disconnect them? And that's essentially what a lot of doctors are doing. They give you drugs that cover up the symptoms that are trying to alert you that there's some underlying problem you need to address. And so we just disconnect the lights on the dashboard so we don't have to see them. And
so the bottom
line
is that your work is very important in this world for you to educate people about what is possible, but that they also have to do something.
Of course.
You're not just going to give them a pill that they don't have to do anything.
That's right. And the mindset a lot of people have is they just want someone to do something to them to fix them. And
mm-hmm.
that's a very limiting mindset. What I want people to realize is that everybody can very easily learn to have a much bigger, more powerful life. Everybody can
mm-hmm.
learn how to be healthier, how to be happier, how to find purpose, how to make more money, how to find better relationship to experience more love. These are things we can all do. The question is, are you willing to put in a little bit of work for it? Because these things
mm-hmm.
cost money and they take time and it takes work. That's true of everything worthwhile. You know, getting an education.
Bottom line.
Right? It takes time, mm-hmm. it takes money, it takes work. Being married, having children, guess what? It takes a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of work. Everything worthwhile. Right? You want to bench press 200 pounds, great. It takes time, it takes money, it takes work. The good
right.
news
no
is
one can
that,
do it for you.
Right, no one can do it for you. The good news is that with the technology I've developed, I've made it about as easy as it possibly can become. As just one example, for me, it took 7 years of full-time work and over $250,000 spent on trainings and sessions before I achieved the skill level of what we call a master healer. So 7 years full-time and $250,000. With the technology I've developed, my students can achieve that in as little as 1 month.
That's amazing.
So it's
all
a
right,
tiny,
so
tiny fraction.
We're running out of time, so please share with us how people can contact you, how they can learn this, take the training, where they have to go, what they have to do.
Sure. Anyone that's interested to learn more, easiest thing to do is hop onto my website at awakeningdynamics.com. That's awakeningdynamics.com. And you'll see a little box will pop up. Just put in your first name and primary email. And I'm going to send you a couple gifts immediately. You'll get two of my books as free immediate gifts. You'll also get the Blueprint for Higher Dimensional Living, as well as a free ticket to join me for my next online webinar. And so I have one coming up very soon. And during the webinar, I'll have time to talk a little more in depth about these what I call secrets to higher dimensional living, as well as to demonstrate them, as well as to do some interactive processes with everyone that attends the webinar. So it's not just to sit and watch Brent talk. I'm actually going to guide everyone through some interactive hands-on processes during the webinar, because I don't just want to tell you how awesome this stuff is. I want you to experience it for yourself. So just hop on to awakeningdynamics.com and take it from there. Anybody that is interested in working with me one-on-one, I'm not always taking new clients, but I am right now. So right now, anybody that would like to apply to work with me one-on-one, again, just go to my website at awakeningdynamics.com. You'll see a link on the top that says private sessions. Click on that. There's a short application. It will take you about 1 minute to fill out. And I review those with my assistant a couple times a week. And if we feel you're a good fit, I'll be in touch. And so anyone that's interested, I would encourage you to take advantage of that, because a lot of the time I am full and not taking new clients. But I am right now. So that must be a coincidence, huh?
Wow.
That here we are today.
Wow. So thank you so much for sharing what you know, the power of what you know.
And, you know, I encourage everyone, check it out and see for yourself. Because, you know, again, there's a lot of people in self-improvement that make a lot of claims, many of which are unsubstantiated. I want to break that trend. I want everyone to come
see.
It takes
a scientist.
It does. It takes a scientist. I want everyone to come see for yourself that this is everything I'm saying it is and even more. Don't take my word for it. Come have your own experience.
And I will be checking it out, too. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
It's been great to be here.
And to those of you listening, I look forward to speaking to you again soon. Check out my website, drericagoodstone.com, and my focus is all about healing through love. So if you're ready to heal through love, another important aspect, check out my website. Bye for now.